From South Haven, Mississippi, and you're listening to my favorite podcast on Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Jim from Northwest Arkansas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Lisa from Leeds, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Liz. I'm from Atlanta, and I listen to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
This is Susan from Memphis, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm April Hintz from Edmonton, Alberta, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Bart from Leeds, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Rocco from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Rodney Glenn Hintz, and I'm from Baseville, Mississippi, and we're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Aria Blondie. You're listening to Concert Blast with my good friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
This is Chris Steinem Blondie with Mike, Brian, and Tom on Concert Blast, coming to you on your iPod, hopefully.
Concert Blast. This is Mike along with
Tom.
Brian Hasbrook.
Hey, Brian's here with us tonight.
He is with us tonight.
It's been about a month, hasn't it?
You know what? I tell you what, he's earned a job tonight, didn't he?
Yeah. But he bought his way in tonight. He just brought him a brand new camera just because he was put on the photo press pass tonight for the Blondie and New Car Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm bronzing the shirt tonight, man. And I got more patches than an old tire.
Yeah, you don't mind those patches at all, do you?
Oh, no. Like I said, this is my favorite shirt. I'm never going to wash it again.
We're waiting for Matthew to come out. He's the tour manager for the Blondie and the New Cars tour, and he's going to come out, and he's going to take us backstage to see Chris Stein. That's who we're going to see. The guitarist for one of the founding members of Blondie. So, here we go. Hey, there's Matthew now.
Hey, Matthew?
Mike Arnold.
Doing great.
So you guys got
tickets,
everything.
So Matthew had to come get us to get us in the in the facility.
Sorry about that, man. Not too far.
I was just surprised. I mean,
well, we were inside and you shoved us back out.
Yeah. Wait outside here.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice little theater.
Haven't you, Tom?
So we just entered the backstage area.
Nice.
Very nice theater here.
Good.
Very well. Okay, no problem.
This is very nice.
How you doing?
Hey, Chris. Hey, guys.
Fine, guys.
Mike Arnold, how you doing?
Hey.
Tom Thompson.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen.
Yeah, we just want to take a few minutes to say hi to you. And,
okay, hi.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a podcast on the show tonight.
Cool.
Review the show.
How do I get hooked up with one for my wife's iPod? What do you need to... What exactly do you need to see?
A computer.
A computer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a thing, huh? It's just a streaming, streaming thing?
You, you download it on the iPod. You can download it. MP3 player or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, hey, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, it changed my life.
It did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody says that now, right?
I'm obligated to say that. It's in the thing you signed to get the statue.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's pretty cool.
So you've only been asked about it every night since March,
I have more congratulations for that thing than for both of my kids.
Oh, there you go.
Man. Which is kind of bizarre.
Wow, you want to say hello to your kids?
The kid, they've one is three and one is one, so you know.
All right.
Hi, Akira. Yeah, you know, we do the hookup with the computers. We do an iChat thing.
Oh, you do? Yeah, a video thing?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But they're coming out soon anyway.
That's good. One thing we always ask everybody is, what's one of the craziest things that you've ever experienced on stage or out there in the audience?
That you've seen or have experienced.
And that you would like it, you wouldn't mind your kids hearing about it.
Most of that stuff went down in England more so than in America.
Yeah.
There was an incident where I got into an altercation with a fellow in the front row and started whacking at him with my guitar.
Really?
But he grabbed the guitar and started running away with it. But it was still plugged in, so the roadie and I jumped into the fray and followed the cord along.
Oh, wow.
And the lights went out in the middle of all this. It was really great chaos. Another time in Dunstable, England, the band of skinheads just sort of walked up on stage, kind of Dawn of the Dead style. You know,
they walked on stage?
Yeah. I think they were just sort of dancing along, but it made for more chaos. But, you know, what happened here? And it wasn't... I can't remember any real significant craziness here, just ordinary craziness. A really great fist fight at the Mabuhay Gardens in San Francisco. When the whole place just exploded into mayhem and violence, and I was standing there, this big biker guy, and I was really sort of distracted and bewildered, and I turned and I looked at this guy, and he had a Debbie t-shirt on, which was blood was dripping on it.
Oh, gosh.
out of a cut in his head or something, and that image stayed in my head to this day. That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Now, Chris, this isn't really a farewell tour for Blondie,
well,
is it?
You know, David Bowie had seven farewell tours. So
that's great.
Exactly.
That's
there you
right.
go.
That's yeah, right. Well, we're very excited. You know, we've never seen Blondie at all.
Really?
Well, yeah, we live in Nashville now.
This is the first show, so I mean, hopefully we'll be okay. My ear is really clogged. It's driving me crazy.
Oh no!
But it's like a 25%. But I'll get it blown
out
tomorrow.
With you and the new cars come about?
Through management and this and that. You know, Alan Kovacs, 10th Street, is both acts. So,
you're looking ahead already? Got any projects or other plans lined up after the tour?
Yeah, there's always something going on. No, just some more showing. We're overdue for an album, Blondie album. We'll see what happens.
Now, you're doing some film stuff, though, am I right?
I do some film stuff. I did a little movie with my wife, Barbara, and things... Yeah, I do film scores and stuff. Things come and go, you know. The baby thing has kept me pretty busy recently.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
Here's Paul Carbonaro, the guitar player.
Paul
is deep into bicycle racing. This guy brings his bicycles with him. That bike probably weighs all of an ounce and a half. I mean, you could pick that up with your pinky.
How do you think how do you feel about what I'm hearing? They're tearing down something like old CBGBs and going to put up a string of them.
Well, if you go to the neighborhood down there, I mean, CBGBs is surrounded by ugly, modern, high-rise buildings that have all been put up in the last couple of years. It's all just it's about money. Whatever you hear, it's only about money, property value. I talked to Hilly told me that whoever goes in there is going to be paying $60,000 a month rent, presuming it's even going to be rented.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just it's a drag.
So what can your fans expect on this tour?
It's kind of just greatest hits, try to do high-energy stuff.
Ah, I like that.
That's what it is.
Hey, can we get a copy of the set list? As long as we're here.
I don't have one. Yeah, we could.
Oh, so it might even surprise you to know what you're going to play.
We have sort of figured out.
Well, Chris, we don't take a lot of your time because
okay. You're charming. It's okay.
It's okay then. Yeah. Okay, we'll spend another 30 minutes.
We kind of warmed up. We just came off of England, so you know, just did England over the winter, so.
Well, it's do you primarily like touring in a particular part of the world more so than others?
No, I like everything. You know, people come. I prefer stand-up gigs. There's going to be a lot of sit-downs here.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can see the chairs out there.
Like big cocktail parties?
No, I mean, like where everybody stands up and goes crazy and jumps around.
We'll take care of that.
Yeah, well,
see, you
got
to come to Nashville for that, man. Everybody stands up there. Nobody's got chairs.
Yeah, I mean.
Can't afford them. Just like shoes, you know?
They're not allowed, right?
Was there a particular person or band that influenced you to get into the music business?
Me? No, just most of the 60s stuff, because I'm an old guy, you know, all the classics, Stones, Hendrix, and everything.
Or do you still make New York City area your home, or where
was
your home at?
Yeah, I'm upstate New York and New York City, yeah.
Oh, no, so no more Brooklyn?
No, I didn't even lived in Brooklyn since I was a kid. Brooklyn's all right.
Well, it's just always wondering if anybody ever gets back to the old neighborhood. I mean, you still got family up that way, or
no? Not in Brooklyn. No, not too much family left at this point. Not immediate, but New York's not what it used to be. You know, I mean, my advice to everybody is make the best of where you are, because you go to New York. It's all about money, you know. It's really expensive.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of yuppies, you know. It's not,
I was going to ask you, what's the best places to go to get a bite to eat around where you grew up at?
In Brooklyn?
Yeah. Is there any good family places anymore?
When I was a kid, I saw the first pizza places coming into being. I remember before there were pizza places. That's how old I am. That's what it is.
Be your advice to somebody that wanted to get into the music business. What would you suggest to them?
First, become a computer hacker, and then consider it. But no, my main advice is just, you know, you have to be doing it to do it. As soon as you start thinking about getting deals and making money and success and that stuff, it's going to undermine your chances.
What
and
you want to do? Yeah.
A lot of stuff. If you're doing it just to do it, then you'll be in better shape.
Do it because you love it. Huh?
Yeah.
You gotta love it. Absolutely.
Chris, I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I sure want to thank you for your time.
It's
I know
pleasure.
You got some.
Absolutely, we really appreciate it.
No, hey, I need my own show. I'm too old to be dragging around with this stuff.
There you go.
You guys could put in the good word. I need my own show.
We definitely will. Absolutely. Can we get a picture?
We appreciate
it. Oh, it's
your time.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
thank
really
you so much. Yeah, we'll be on the floor in the back, and we'll be jumping up and down. We'll tell everybody to gather seats.
We'll be the crazy ones.
Well, I hope it's okay because, you know, it takes us a few to get warmed up.
Oh, that's okay.
A couple under our belts. We'll be.
I mean, I can't remember the last time we were to the opening night of any tour.
Yeah.
So
this is definitely
anybody's tour.
Yeah. When I heard the announcement, I said, I got to work on that now.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. So 10th Street really came through for us.
Are you working in different size venues or primarily smaller venues?
No, I think it actually does vary considerably. It goes from like 6 to.
Wow.
Are you playing any sheds?
Yeah.
Play some in Nashville. We'll play Starwood, don't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they ought to do that. Because that would pack it out. I would almost guarantee you that.
It really would. I am only following orders.
Of course. That's what we all do.
Do you guys have any input on what the places and cities you tour in?
No, we didn't have any. Oh, yeah, very no input on any of this stuff.
Oh wow.
You just show up, right?
Yeah, you just show up, especially least of all me.
Oh wow.
Run away from here and go to Dallas.
Yeah. Right after.
Obviously, you're not driving, are you? 435 miles. That's a distance.
Debbie's driving.
There you go.
Well, you know, we have a friend here tonight with us.
He'll take us in his pickup.
Well, actually, he's from Dallas. He flew in for this show.
Nice.
Yeah, to be with us tonight. Of course, he's waiting on us. All right, sure. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We're really good. Excited for the show.
Yeah.
Debbie, how are you doing?
If we're intruding, just say no.
Yeah, just say no.
It's okay.
Do you have a camera?
Yeah, yeah.
I just happen to have one.
There you go.
Oh, God. And Chris is going to
take it.
Hello.
That's why if
you always look back and try.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We see three old guys in the back going crazy. It's us.
That's us. We'll be singing along.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, well. Great interview with Chris Stein.
That's not just great.
It's wonderful. How you doing, sir?
All right. Y'all doing okay?
Yes, sir. Security guard here at the Grand Casino.
You want to talk to us?
Do you work here very often?
Yeah, I work at Bed Rock.
Do you work here in the stage area?
Off and on. I mostly work in casino hotel.
This is Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
Cecil, the security guard. It's about. Okay, yeah, that'd be good. Is that all right, Cecil?
All right.
I ain't gonna get them in.
Yeah, that's right.
Cecil, the security guard here at the Grand Casino, and he's watching the backstage area for us. Cecil, thank you again. Appreciate it, buddy. See you a little later, I'm sure.
All right. Okay, New York dog.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys? We're back here at the soundboard. Hey, can I take y'all's picture?
Allow any.
You're what?
My agent doesn't allow any extra pictures. You know?
Doesn't he make permission if you publish anywhere?
What's this about? What are you guys on?
We're doing a podcast for the internet.
Oh,
yeah? And we're Concert Blast. We'll go around reviewing concerts. And we're here tonight to review the very first show of the new Cars from Blondie.
Cool.
Yeah,
you'll
for the first.
Enjoy
one.
It.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's good.
We're Todd Rundgren fans, Blondie fans, Cars fans, so yeah, this is right on our alley right here.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, if we get a shout out.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you want to be in this picture?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, come on, Mark.
Get him on.
It's a podcast.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Hey, Larry,
we'll shoot you an email when we get it up.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
I'm with the Cape Girardeau newspaper in Missouri here, and that's my step-granddaughter, and we're going to see Blondie for the first time. I don't know if you guys are working for media or not.
Oh, yeah, we're a podcast.
Oh, podcast,
yeah.
Really? Okay, well, great. Okay.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Jim Obert, O-B-E-R-T. I'm one of the editors at the newspaper.
That's his step-granddaughter.
What's your name, honey? Can you
tell Sierra.
You? Sierra.
Sierra. Oh, very pretty name.
When I heard that she liked Britney Spears, I said, we need to make a change.
So you're teaching her tonight?
Yeah.
All right. So you going?
So I bought her all the DVDs of the old Blondie music videos from the 70s and early 80s.
Oh, wow.
And so we're here for the first time.
All right. What's your favorite Blondie song?
Hanging on the Telephone.
Can you sing it for us? How about any of them?
And Dreaming.
So we're about to hear Blondie. What do you think, Tom?
I tell you what, I cannot wait. This is an absolutely beautiful place here at the Grand Casino. The stage looks great, and we're definitely going to have us a good time.
We're about to see Blondie. Brian, what do you think about this?
I'm very excited.
There you go.
Yeah, what a tour. This has got to be the tour of the decade right here. I'll tell you what. Two classic rock giants right here. And if you look at their set list, it's nothing but greatest hits all the way down.
Guys, it's going to be a great show. And if you're going to see these guys anywhere close to you, we highly recommend it.
All right, so you'll hear us back again towards the end of the Blondie show. See ya! You didn't like that, did you, Tom?
No, man. Take me home.
I tell you what.
What makes you think we like that?
I never thought I would like it that much.
Tell you what, that's like a blast from the past, wasn't it?
I was telling Tom during the show, I never realized how powerful a voice Debbie Harry had.
She can make it high, she can make it strong, she can get low.
Well, see, most of her recordings, she was always kind of soft and reserved.
Yeah.
But not on stage.
No.
She got a much more powerful voice than I ever imagined, man. It's great.
Well, go around and talk to some people.
Ooh, yeah, we can do it in the lobby, man. Everybody's milling around the lobby.
Let's go to the lobby.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Well, there's some people out here, too, isn't there, Mike?
Yeah, a lot of people out here.
It's like we're walking in the smoking section.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, guys, what's y'all's name?
I'm April. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Rodney Glenn Hintz from Batesville, Mississippi.
So what do y'all think about the show?
Awesome.
It's cool.
I'll tell you what, Deborah Harry's still got it, don't she?
Sure does.
Listen, it's his 41st birthday on Wednesday, and I just had my 40th on the 19th of April.
Wow, well, happy birthday, man.
We love it.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Liz from Atlanta.
All right, you drive all the way up to see this?
Yes, absolutely. Wanted to see the opening show for the new cars.
All right.
And Blondie was great.
I was going to say, what do you think about
She was very impressive.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very, very good. I was very pleased.
So were we, absolutely.
And know that Todd's going to be great. And the new cars are going to be wonderful.
We can't wait. We can't wait.
What's your name, man?
Grady Phillips.
Where are you from?
South Haven, Mississippi.
Oh, right,
down the street. That's good,
right,
man.
Right down the street.
Sure beats the east side of Nashville.
Now we're out of Nashville.
Absolutely.
Great.
So what do you think of Blondie?
Blondie was excellent.
She was great.
I mean, to be 25, almost 30 years since she performed first, I mean, she looked incredible. She sounded awesome. I was really impressed.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Jim Smith from Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, you liked the opening act?
She did fantastic. She did as good as she does in the 70s. She sounds as great and as clear and looks as good as ever.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Great. Fantastic.
All right. How about y'all? What'd y'all think?
Loved her. She's great.
Yeah. What about the band, though, huh?
Name is great,
tight.
Too.
Tight.
Yeah, it's
tight. Great.
Like
for the first night of the tour. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I'd like to see him again.
Yes. Yeah.
Already.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Susan from Memphis.
And did you like Blondie?
I love Blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the third time I've seen her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago have you seen her?
Oh, gosh, probably about 7 years ago.
Has she changed?
Her voice is so much more powerful now.
Oh, really? Today?
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought it was strong.
Yeah, I thought she really had a lot of vocal sounds that were coming through really strong.
Well, thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tamara Poplin, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
And what did you think about tonight's show so far?
I thought it was awesome.
You like
really
Blondie?
Did. Oh, yeah, I did. This was my first time seeing her, but she rocked.
Yes. What did you like the best about Blondie tonight?
She can get up and do it.
She can get up and do it.
Exactly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Rocco. I'm from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Rocco.
Came up just to see the show, man. It was great. Blondie rocked out, man.
Yeah?
Hall of Fame rock and rollers at their best. Well, it was awesome, dude. Loved it. It was great.
Okay.
Great. All right. Appreciate it.
So we're back at the hotel room. As we said, Tom's down there trying to win him some money so he can pay Brian back, right?
Yeah, so he can buy us a buffet in the morning.
And what do you think about those fans? Man, they were excited, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, we were one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
One? No, we were several of them.
Yeah, we had five with us. We had Larry Bell. He flew down from Texas, from Dallas, Texas. And Mike Webb drove down from Memphis. And, of course, us three drove down from Nashville. Had a great time. I want to thank, first of all, I really appreciate Josh at 10th Street Entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
What a great guy to work with.
Oh, yeah. We want to thank Matthew, who helped us out at the casino when we arrived here.
Yes, which is the tour manager for the big tour. Very nice guy. Called him several times on the cell phone today, and we worked all this out to speak to Chris Stein. Now to start the show, as the lights went down, and then the band came out. Chris walks out there. He's dressed up all in black. He's got his black
shades on,
dark shades, cool looking. And they start playing a song that you're familiar with. And then you see Debbie kind of move and shake just a little bit as she walks onto the stage. The crowd going crazy, of course, as they see her into the picture. And she just moves away back over to the microphone. There's a big black curtain behind them. On the curtain itself, it looked like buildings from New York City, just skyscrapers.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And yeah. And if you looked at them, you could see like lights going on and going off in the buildings.
Yes.
It was really cool.
Did you notice the looking of the lights going up and down the buildings, like elevators?
Oh, yeah, like elevators. I mean, yeah, little like yellow and red lights going up and down the buildings. It was pretty cool looking.
Yes. And when they started out there, it was...
Call me!
Come on.
Debbie walks out there with a lime green looking suit on.
Yeah, a jumpsuit, and the pants part of it. It took me a couple songs to figure out what it is, but it looks like somebody ran over her pants in a car. it's tread marks on her pants.
Yeah. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
And she had a belt. What kind of belt you call that? Just like a fanny pack type belt.
Well, it looks kind of like a fanny pack belt, but it's just got a little bitty purse on the side of it.
Yeah. It's really neat looking, and I thought the pants and the what she wore were like exercise clothes or something, like she was jogging.
Oh, really?
A jogging outfit.
But, I mean, it was like, what was it, like neon lime green? That's
yes.
What I loved about it. It was bright. And under the right lighting conditions, it looked like it was glowing in the dark.
Yeah, well, they had some black light effects after the end of a couple of those songs. And, man, her shirt just kind of glowed, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's wild looking. It's like old black light posters, man.
And when they started off with Call Me, the band was energized. And at the end of that song...
Oh, and the drummer Clem Burke.
Clem Burke, yeah. He just blasted out. It seemed like towards the end of the song, he just... All the songs, he just like blasted it out on the drums with a big drum roll. And you noticed that he stood up when he was doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Stood up and like he was doing like an overhanded dunk, slam dunk, man.
Yeah, man. It was great to see him perform. He had a CBGB's t-shirt on.
Yeah, CBGB t-shirt. It was kind of cool to see that.
And as he blasted right into the next song, which was Dreaming. Debbie Harry really showed her vocal ability on this next song. It seemed like as the night went on, the stronger her voice got. And this next song is one of my favorites, too, by the way.
Hanging on the Telephone.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall.
After hanging on the telephone, that's when they kind of stopped and Debbie said her thank yous and they walked right into the song. Accidents Never Happen.
Accidents never happen. Could have planned it all. Precognition in my ears. Accidents never happen. In a perfect world, complications disappear.
Yes, at the end of that song, that's when Debbie Harry says, "Welcome to the 2006 Road Rage Tour with Blondie and the New Car."
The New Car. Yeah.
And after she said that, Atomic kicked in. I tell you, at the end of that song, that's when their lead guitarist really kicked in. And man, he was really something, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, they were both excellent, both him and the bass player.
What I liked about Debbie, not only singing in one area, but as she sang, she seemed like she danced in the kind of the styles and the groove that she kind of invented years ago. Well, you know how she kind of shakes back and forth,
back and forth,
arms.
Twisting back and forth, and then she kind of waves back and forth like
yes.
You ever seen a field of winter wheat? She kind of waves
yes.
back and forth. That
yes.
was so cool.
Yeah, and does her shoulders up and down and her arms back and forth. And it's really neat to see her still doing all that. You know, nearly 30 years or being in the band Blondie itself. And at the end of Atomic is when the guitarist took off with a solo and just ripped it in two. And which led also into the next song, which was Pretty Baby. Pretty Baby was an okay song. But what really shocked me is when Debbie Harry said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do this next song. It's going to be a song from Roxy Music that they liked a lot. And it was...
More Than This.
That's where her vocals shined, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie Harry's vocals really shined out there, I thought, right there.
Well, like you said, they've been around for 30 years. Yeah, I always wonder, when a band's around for that length of time, why do they play other people's songs? Other than they must really like them.
Yeah.
I mean, enough to cut into their time.
Mm-hmm. Which is okay for me. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, as long as they don't do a bunch of them, you know? At the end of that song, she says, it's okay to be a bad boy, but not too bad. So this next song is called Good Boys. Debbie walked from one side of the stage over to the other side of the stage, you know, just waving at the crowd and just singing hi to them, and she really got into the crowd. When she focused on the people in the audience, that whole section would just go crazy, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, she'd like point people out in particular and wave at them and stuff like that, and kind of pose, because there were several people who had their own little, you know, pocket camera kind of deals, and she just kind of posed for them.
Yeah. You know. Oh, yeah, she would.
Yeah, put her hand on her hip, kind of point at them and things like that. And the people just eating that up.
Yeah. Well, I remember about the second or third song. Well, when we were backstage talking with her, and we got a picture made with her, and you'll see it on our website.
Concertblast.com.
Yeah. But anyway, I was telling her, I says, okay, we have our seats on the floor towards the back. I said, if you see a bunch of old guys standing back there, I said, you'll see us. That's us. We'll be going crazy for you. And she started laughing. She says, oh, okay, I'll look for you. And then, about the second or third song, she looked at us and pointed right at us.
Yeah. There's them old guys.
There they are. I'll see you. That was so much. Thank you so much, Debbie, for just doing that. I mean, that little things like that really makes people's day when they spend a lot of money on concert tickets, and then they you know, point them out as an individual. That's, I really mean.
You know what I liked after she did that one about for the boys? She said that last song was for the boys, and now we're going to play one for the girls.
Yeah.
And, from there, they broke into a song called
Maria. She can still hit those high notes, I tell you.
Well, I don't know if you noticed the same thing I did, but like you said, I think you mentioned that the more she got into it, the more powerful her voice seemed to become. And like I said several times after we got out of there, we were talking, I said, her voice more powerful than I thought, because I was always basing it, because I've never seen Blondie before, so I was just basing it on the records, and where I thought her voice was very soft and sweet, but she's got a very powerful voice that I did not even know she had, and she was belting them out by, you know, midway through the set.
Yeah, but this next song got everybody on their feet, and the whole place was dancing. That's when Clem kicked into the drums, and it rolled right into the great big hit of theirs.
Yeah, The Tide Is High.
She got the crowd to sing it. No, no, no. And man, I tell you,
I was singing along with my best shower voice.
There you go. The whole crowd was. I mean, to see the crowd singing those songs, and she'd go, one more time, you know. But she danced all over the stage, and everybody in the crowd was dancing as well. And I tell you what, there's the people that were sitting down in their seats, they were up on their feet, and everybody was like, hey, we're at a discotheque again. Great rhythm section, by the way. The bass player and the drummer, they had it together, didn't they?
They were tight. They were really tight.
Yeah, and then some guy came towards the stage. He brought a dozen of roses for Debbie Harry. Lighted them down. Remember that?
Yeah,
that
was cool. Well, she held them up to her face, and she took a big whiff of them, and she went...
Great sense of humor she has.
Oh, yeah. And she said, thank you.
Yeah, and she left them out there. She laid them down by the microphone stand. She just left them out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of the show, she grabbed those roses and took them backstage. She seemed to be very appreciative of something like that, that gesture. So all you people going to this show throughout America and beyond...
Well, you can just line the stage with roses.
Line the stage of flowers with just gifts for Debbie. There you go. How's that?
It works for me. If you have any left over, I don't want the flowers. Just give me money. No.
And if she asks, what's all these gifts for, just tell them that Concert Blast instructed you to do this.
Oh, listen to that.
The next song we kicked in with a song called Picture This. And Clem pounding the drums at the end of that song. He is doing to a steady beat, and it broke right into a song called
Rifle Ring.
Rifle Range led right into another song called In the Flesh.
In the Flesh.
I love that song.
You like In the Flesh?
I love that song.
Again, Clem on the drums. He had that drum shuffling going. And then later, the keyboards kicked in. And then the crowd went nuts as they started right into the big hit.
Oh, yeah, Rapture. Hard not to like that song, dude.
Yes. And what was really good about that is they dragged that song out a little bit. Now, I'm not a fan of people dragging songs out, but they did it in style. Debbie and the guitarist went to the back of the stage. The bass player sat right in front of the drum set. And here comes Chris Stein sitting right in front of the drum set. And he ripped that guitar up with some blues riffs. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And then at the end of those blues riffs, the band all came back out front. Debbie grabbed the microphone again and went into another rap session. And I like to watch her do that rap because she's doing that arm like a rapper with an attitude. It was so funny to watch her do that. I love that. Debbie, you did a great job on that. I love that. At the end of that rapping session, the guitarist didn't hesitate at all. He just kicked right into that famous riff.
Oh, yeah.
The one that we all know and that we all love.
One way or another. Oh, it was great. I love that song. Always have, always will, man.
Crowd was just ecstatic at that point. The keyboardist even took his keyboard and just leaned it over to the side and was playing it. And everybody was just going nuts. They said goodnight, walked off the stage. Everybody's yelling for more. And here's what it sounded like.
There you have it.
Oh, there you go, baby.
What do you think, Tom?
Man, they were rocking, weren't they?
Blondie leaving the stage.
Yes, they are, man.
Woo! And they're yelling for more, of course.
Woo!
Stay tuned.
Thank you so much.
As you heard, they came back and they started right into the big hit.
Oh, Heart of Glass.
And I actually forgot about that song.
I got to tell you, one time I used to turn that song off because it reminded me of other stuff I didn't like too much.
Yeah.
This was like a disco era stuff, and I used to just go, and take the stuff off. But now I can appreciate it.
Yes. The whole crowd appreciated it. Everybody was dancing.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I felt like I was in a discotheque there.
Well, no mirrored ball, but it was a lot of swinging spotlights and stuff like that.
They need a mirrored ball on their tour. That's what they need.
Oh, man.
That's what they need. Over the
Maybe
crowd.
They get one from Casey and the Sunshine Band.
There you go.
Yeah.
Foghat used to always have one.
Oh.
But anyway, I tell you what, it was a really good time. Everybody seemed to just love the show, and I would encourage everyone to go out and see this tour. Not only Blondie, and that's a headliner in itself.
Absolutely, but you got the new cars with
and Todd, the new cars
with Todd Rundgren.
And Todd, I'm gonna tell you, he's gonna do some of his own stuff too. And this is just an exciting show. Everybody that was there was very excited about this. There was a lot of Todd fans, there was a lot of Blondie fans, and there were a lot of Cars fans. And that's what really made the show. It was like 3-1. When Blondie came out there and did their set, that place was going nuts for them. And I really appreciate Chris Stein for taking the time out and just speaking to us and just being so friendly. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We all appreciate you, Chris, and we thank you very much. And Debbie, we thank you for your time. We know you were busy, but you still allowed us a few moments of your time.
And yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for a picture and just to say hi just for a few minutes. And you know what? When Chris is, well, let me go get Debbie. I couldn't believe it. I just go ask her if she wants to talk to you guys.
We say, okay.
And Chris comes back and he says, come on in. I couldn't believe it. It was just like, well, we weren't supposed to see her. But I really appreciate it, Debbie. I tell you what. Again, once again, thank you 10th Street Entertainment for allowing us to come to the show and to have our microphones roaming through the crowd to talk to the fans, allowing us to speak with Chris Stein and Debbie Harry. Thank you so much. It was just a wonderful night.
Oh, yeah. Greatly appreciated, and we will not forget you. And we're hoping you remember us when you see the show come up.
Thanks for Matthew, the tour manager on this tour, for coming to our rescue, because when the theater manager...
JT.
Is that his name? JT. At the casino.
That's how you spell it.
JT at the Grand Casino came out and he says, I don't care what kind of passes y'all have. You're not taking a microphone in here unless you have the tour manager with you at the time. Well, we thought he was going to go get Matthew. And he guess did. What? We just waited and waited. I picked up my cell phone and called him, and he came right out. And he says, I can't believe they didn't let you come in here. Get on in here. He took us right in.
Now, see, I understand JT wanting to make sure the place is secure, but I don't understand him not following through on his word.
Yes, yeah. But anyway, you were just doing your job, JT. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you, everybody. 10th Street again, once again. Blondie, thank you. The new cars, thank you. The fans that were there, thank you, that was willing to talk to us, and a lot of people knew about podcasts because of Todd Rundgren's podcast. So thank you, everybody that was there, got your picture made, and talked to us a lot. This is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off, and we're also going to sign off for Mr. Tom tonight.
Since he's not in the room.
That's right.
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.